Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going to get to the Steelers schedule at 11, and we have all kinds of treats related to that. Sound bites from Limits on the series history against these teams, predictions, all kinds of things with the Steelers schedule. Tyler Kennedy here in the meantime, talking hockey, talking a little bit of golf, etc. And man, when I think of maligned Penguins in recent years, two of the names that come to mind are Mikael Granlund and Kasperi Kapanen. Right, Tyler? And those two guys have taken a bit of a star turn here. Granlund with a hat trick the other night.
All three dagger shots, the really good shots.
It's unbelievable to watch this guy. And then Kapanen with the game winner. What did you make of those two storylines?
Well, I think when they were here, I just think they were slotted in the wrong positions. I think Kapanen had his fair share of opportunities, but like, I just felt like he's a guy that's talking about bouncing around the league. He's been bouncing around each team. He goes one and done for a long, long time. That's hard to do, but to see him go to Edmonton and score an OT, like, that just bought him another year in the NHL scoring that goal. Like, that was a huge goal for them. And, like,
everyone will know his name forever.
Yeah. Oh.
It's sort of like Francisco Cabrera with the Braves when he hit the one hit.
It's unreal.
Yes. He can always score goals, though. Kapanen, he had a scoring touch. I just felt sometimes he was lazy. You know, he didn't move his feet because he was fast. He had all of it put. He just couldn't put it all together for the Penguins. But I think that happens a lot with them because that's why he gets traded so much. But that's a huge goal. Granlund, like, when you think of the Dallas Stars, he's the last guy you think of. But I think he's found his niche on the team, and he slotted in perfectly on that team. Those top guys get all the attention, and a guy like that comes in and he just fills that little niche that they need, that solid third line guy that can score a little bit, very well defensive, does everything right, doesn't hurt you. You know, those guys are, again, I think when you go to teams, it's all about finding your role. That's why, you know, when I was here, I had a niche on the third line right winger. I knew what I was. Then when I went to San Jose, I was up and down the lineup, and I couldn't find what they needed me to bring to the team. And then I went to another couple other places. And if you can find a team that you slot in into the niche that you find on the team, it's so much easier to play, so much easier to have a good year. So for those guys, they've just found a good fit for them.
Well, I think, you know, in Dallas, it's for Granlund especially, he doesn't have to be anything but what he is. You got Rantanen going nuts. You got Jamie Benn in his line. So he doesn't have to. And I think, I don't know, you can speak to this. When there's no pressure on you as the goal scorer who has to score, you can do the other things that make you as a player better. And he didn't, you know, coming here, I think there's a lot of pressure on him to be, okay, Michael Granlund, you better start putting up numbers.
we needed him to put up numbers.
Right, and but that may be too much for a guy like that.
Yeah. You know,
so. I mean, he was slotted so poorly. He was so bad here, but
He wasn't like, I think we saw his price tag, I think it was six.
Yeah.
And we were expecting
something.
A second line star.
Right, again, you're and a victim of that.
He was just mis-slotted on a team that frankly wasn't very good.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
Now look, and he was just sort of a throw-in, like, thank God we got rid of that guy. We have a right. Norris Trophy-winning defenseman. Who has more goals since that trade, Granlund or Carlson?
Oh, Granlund by far.
Granlund, because he had like 15 or so in San Jose.
He has 35 goals since the day of that trade. Carlson has 22. Who has more points since that trade? Good question, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to say Carlson on that one.
Yeah, I think Carlson.
Limits, you agree with that?
I'm going to say Granlund.
I like your guts there, but it is Carlson, 109 to 106.
But 106 is very good for a guy who, again, they acquired, and I think Ron Hextall, he wasn't wrong about him. It's just the coming to a team that miscalculated where he should be.
He wasn't wrong about Raquel either, was he?
No.
And it's almost double the price tag for Carlson than Granlund, too.
Exactly.
Right.
Who has more playoff points since that day?
Well, that's Granlund.
Yes, because Carlson doesn't have any, does he?
Yeah, a guy like Kapanen, though, that's very interesting to me that he just, you know, I thought he was out of the league. You know, I hadn't heard his name forever, and all of a sudden I'm looking at it. They put him in game four because they needed a little bit of a push.
Spark. Yeah, yeah.
And he came in and really gave them that. He didn't score, but I've watched some of those games, and he was
he's making fast,
he's
right?
Very
like,
fast.
Like, he brings that speed to the game, but he's again, he's sometimes lazy. But remember he went to, like, Utah. He went somewhere else. He went back. You know, like, he's, like, kind of everywhere, but, like, the little goals like this is buying him a lot of time on his career. Because, like you said, like, after Pittsburgh, I'm like, oh, this guy's done. Like, he's had his last kind of sniff.
Yeah.
You know, but sticking around, like, that's huge.
Who's going to win?
By the way, you brought up Utah. Did you like the nickname that they chose?
What did they choose?
The Mammoth?
The Mammoth?
No, I hate it.
I don't know.
I like the Utah Hockey Club.
The Utah Hockey Club is fine.
Yeah.
Or the Utes. I know that's a college name, but I would have stolen it.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, just like
the Utah Mammoth?
Mammoth.
It's a tough logo, too, with the animal with the horn. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I've heard they might be going back to Arizona after so many years, but I guess they.
Well, they have a healthy fan base there. And the Smith guy who owns it, he owns everything out there.
Yeah.
He's committed.
I think he was going to give like $1 million to every rink they built there, or $10 million to every youth rink they built to try to build up the hockey in Utah. It's unbelievable. But like, going back, Bob, remember when you said, like, the pressure? Like, when you think of guys like Sid, guys that are making 10 to 13, like a McDavid, that's what makes them so different, is being able to produce when you need to produce.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, when I signed a two-year pretty big deal, and, like, I couldn't produce because I just felt so much pressure to produce, mm-hmm. you know, and I was just like, someone just should have said, right. Hey,
you like the money, but then expectations.
You definitely don't turn it down. It should have took another 4 years of it. But when you're expected to do it, that's the hardest thing in the world. And to see guys like Sid, McDavid do it on a consistent basis and being that mentally strong kind of like everything, like, That's why they get paid the big money. And then when you think of Toronto, like, they're big dog money makers.
Well,
this is when they need them, right?
So I just saw a video. A guy, he said, I spent $50,000 on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I am done. And he used some expletives. But he has a shirt of Marner getting burned in his fire pit. See, this is what happens when, you know.
You think Marner's gone, or you think he's staying there?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think he wants a new beginning.
Yeah. Penguins?
I don't know. I think they need more than Mitch Marner. I think they need what you describe. I don't know how many are out there, Tyler, but you know, you need somebody who's going to bring a little bit of physicality
like
to it as well.
Like go to the net and run the goalie over like those guys do?
And then that's what they do.
Yeah.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Speaking of Sid, good article by Josh Yowie in The Athletic. He's in Stockholm right now at the World Championships and spoke with Sid. Sid said of the Sully firing, is what I'll call it. I wouldn't say I'm surprised by anything that happened. I understand it. I played long enough to know that there's always going to be some kind of change when you don't get the results. Talked about his love for Sully. We're fortunate. We made so many great memories. 10 years, a long time to coach in the NHL. And then this, Tyler. Josh says, you know, could you play a role in determining the next Penguins coach? Sid says, nope. He says, I don't have any say, and I prefer it that way because ultimately I'm a hockey player, not a manager. He does say, however, that if Kyle Dubas wants his opinion, he'll give it to him. Does that make sense if you're Dubas to seek Sid's opinion or to keep him out of it and just make your own decision? What's the better move there?
Well, I think you definitely have to ask Sid. In my opinion, even if you don't agree, you still give him the respect to be like, hey, this is the guy we're going to hire. This is why. What are your opinions? Like, what's your opinion on this? And if he comes back with, hey, I don't think it's a good fit, and you do, Kyle Dubas has a little bit more power than Sidney Crosby right now. And
kind of the reason I, as you said that, I thought if I'm Dubas, maybe I don't want to know his opinion. Because what if I really want a guy, he doesn't, I hire him anyway, and then it's in the back of my mind, you know, this thing could go poorly early. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, when you think of this is going to be a tough job, like,
oh yeah,
for a guy coming in, like
it is.
You want to see a guy with like all eyes on him. Like Sully came in and he had a pretty, like he had an unbelievable team. You know, let's be honest. He had some like Sid, Gino, like they had the right pieces in place.
Yeah.
This guy's coming in and they're trying to build from the ground up, you know, and that's like a firing squad sometimes, you know, for a young guy. And that's why, like, they're like, oh, what about a junior coach? I'm like, I don't know if a junior coach can handle this heat, you know? And then you start thinking, well, what about a first-year coach that was an assistant coach? Now he's jumping into a head coach. Like, there's a lot of pressure. All eyes are on him. He better make the right moves. He better get the respect of the room.
It's a tough place to come into because they're saddled with all these contracts. Bob, would you ask if you were Dubas, would you consult with Crosby or would you think maybe I'm better off just leaving, not having him worry about this and me not even knowing his opinion?
No, I think I honor his request that I don't want to be part of it, but I would ask him, I said, from your position, you're the captain here, what do you think this team is missing? Just give me some outline of things I would need. I'm going to go shopping.
I need
to find some things. What do you think it needs from your perspective? And then as far as a coach, I would say, I'll make the decision, but I need you to tell me, you know, what kind of coach do you think this team kind of needs? Just give me an outline. I may ask more than him, too. I may, for the veterans who've been here for a long time, I want to know what they think.
See, I don't. And other than Sid and Rust, some of these veterans have failed him. You know what I mean?
I understand, but they have a better understanding of what's going on that bench day to day and what this team may need, you know, I think.
If I'm Kyle Dubas, I'm making my own choice here. It's my team.
You still can, but don't you want any sort of feedback at all? You want
zero? Maybe from – I like the first part of what you said about asking Sid, hey, what does this team need? Like, what's missing around here? But then when it comes to the coach, you know, beyond Sid, and I'm wavering a little bit on if I would consult with him, I don't care about anybody else's opinion. In fact, a lot of the veterans on this team have let me down if I'm Kyle Dubas. I'm telling them who their coach will be, and the coach is going to come in and be the boss.
That's
in the
fine.
Meantime, I'm the boss. I'll tell them. You know what I mean, Tyler?
Yeah, that happens. That's truthful for everyone but Sid.
Everyone but Sid, yeah.
You know, every other guy, I don't think you have to ask him or nothing like that, but Sid's a different animal, you know. Sid's like Mario, right? Like, you got to talk to him, and he's going to get, like...
I guess you have to, because if there's some sort of strong objection, you better know about it. That's probably
right.
The best way to go.
He's the guy. He's the captain. When you're a captain, you have more say than anyone, and especially him, of all people. He should have an idea of what they need.
I think the smartest guy in the room, coaches, staff, and everyone in that room, Sid's the smartest guy in that room.
Yeah.
He's been around the longest.
What if he went old school like Bill Russell with the Celtics and made Sid the player coach? That would be incredible,
would
Bob.
Be, but he would say, absolutely not.
That's the last
he wouldn't want to be in there talking about changes.
You can't really do it in hockey now that I think about it. Because you'd have to make line changes and everything else.
Yeah, I wanted him on my line.
Yeah,
you know, I had to take him off. I wanted him on.
That would be tremendous.
I'm only going to play power play and home games.
I like Tyler. He comes to my aid every time, so he's going to be on my line. And I'm going to take care of him. I'm also the GM now, too, so watch out.
Like, I'd give a guy like Sam Bennett $11 million a year.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson, I think he's had a good year, but I don't think he can keep up with it. But other than that, what Josh Anderson in Montreal? Like, he's more cold than hot.
Right.
But like you said, like, it's going to be hard to get that team back to where I think we need it to be, you know, because I don't know how many prospects are out there. And there's a lot of teams trying to retool their teams, from Philadelphia to the Islanders. You know, there's
and all looking for the same thing. Back in 16 and 17, it was speed. You know, we're going to beat you and burn you with speed. And all of a sudden, things, that's still valuable, but it's become more heavy now. I went back and looked at some of those 16 games. In the playoffs, the Penguins were just avoiding everything because of their speed. You could play a heavy game against them, but you wouldn't be successful. You know, now it's gone the other way, you know, it seems, generally.
Tyler, another legendary appearance by you. I'm available, well, pretty much every day to play Neville, so just let me know.
It's better just to get him there. Take care of it. You won't have to hear it.
Like
he may
morning.
Come and knock on your door soon, so you want to avoid that altogether.
But we got to get you in the morning. I can't at 2:30.
You can't do 6 a.m. He plays at 6 a.m.
I can do 6.
Oh.
You play at 6 a.m.?
What?
You
play
in the morning?
At 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm a morning guy. I always play 7:38.
How about tomorrow? I'm off.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you want to play, we're playing 8:10.
Who is?
I got some guys.
Hockey players?
No.
Oh. Extra spot?
Lawyers. Yeah, I got some. You want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. I'll talk to you after.
All right. Bob, this is gigantic.
It's amazing what you can do when
you play
golf.
The way Bob sets you up, Bob. You should be giving him hats. And
I should.
Thank you, Tyler.
Really should.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
That is Finn. He does the best one, doesn't he, Tyler?
Yeah. Oh, now he's trying to suck. Now he's.
Yeah.
Now he wants the hat.
He's sucking up.
Yeah. I see what he's doing. Don't worry. I've been here long enough to know how this goes. Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler.
If you're going to put your finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite that thing off.
That's a great
City line. Limits.
That's still the line of the year.
City Limits, baby.
Tyler, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Limits, thank you. What
thank
a wonderful
you.
Man you've
thank
become.
Thank you, TK.
Coming up.
We're going to get you on the show, City Limits. We got to get you on a TV show.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.